people for like I said, people might take a lot of shit for granted because of the way we grew up and the way we lived and the shit we came through. You know, I heard my kid tell me one day. She said, "Man, she's like," and I when I'm telling her, like, "Yeah, this is how shit was. This is how shit when I was coming up. This is how shit was. I lived in this type shit." She like, she looked at me and said, "Man, I think all of y'all got PTSD."
She was right.
She like, there's no way you can. She's like, "Dad, there's no way you can have you laugh at shit that most people think is downright criminal and cringy." I'm like, "And you think it's funny?" I'm like,
We do laugh at that. Ain't that what
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit there and think for a minute and be like, it's habit for me. It's just habit to sometimes laugh and shit like, "Oh, that motherfucker gonna get knocked aside his head if he fucking come down the wrong street and where I'm from," and laugh. So
yeah.
Like, she's like, "That's not funny though, but y'all laugh at shit like that." I'm like, "Cause we know."
So you can see it coming from a mile away. Like, you can see what it's gonna be. I mean,
so
I don't know. I mean, that's the truth though.
But what
PTSD
I'm saying
is real. People get burnt out, so no matter how much money you're making, there's gonna come a point where you're gonna be like, "Yeah, I can't do this no more," and that's gonna be it. Nobody can convince you otherwise. It doesn't matter if you make $1 million a year or if you make $25,000 a year. Some people are just gonna, you know, it's time to walk away, and you gotta be willing to do that. And it can't be about the money. And that's where a lot of people are gonna fall short. They put expectations on people based on money. "Oh, he get millions of dollars. He can't be depressed. He can't have this." Money don't make you happy. It don't make you happy. But when you have it, yeah, you can do more things. You have more resources. But that's not gonna make or break your happiness. There are billionaires that are fucking depressed.
Mm-hmm.
They can't control how they feel. I know for a fact. I had a conversation. Brother, he got his whole shit together. Like, he's definitely a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? 5-6 times over. And he's like, "You know, you'll see, you got a good life, blah, blah, blah." You know, I'm going like, "Yeah, I do. You know what I mean? Like, I got a family. I got a support system. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing what I want to do. I got good health. And I'm okay." But I'm like, "Yo, you got bread, though." He's like, "Yeah," but he told me straight up, like, "You'll see, man, I got bread, but it ain't everything." And that shit is crazy when you hear that from somebody who got money. But then again, you got to look at people's arenas, where they are, how you get the money.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know what I mean? Like, if you're an entertainer, you know, there's stipulations, there's shit that is obligations. How you getting the money matters, man. It do. I couldn't see that at 17. Shit, I didn't see it at 27. But by the time I got in my 30s and you start opening your fucking eyes to like, "Yo, okay, this shit is real right here. Okay, this dude is a fucking multimillionaire. He fucking killed himself. He had an overdose."
Mm-hmm.
"How the fuck does that happen? This dude made $100 million, and he fucking jumped off a building. Who the fuck?" When you start like, "Yo, how the fuck did that happen?" And you start really looking at shit, you're like, "Damn, life will get you." You know what I'm saying? But you got to keep your mind right. You got to keep your body right. You got to keep your spirit right.
Yeah.
It's a real war going on out here. It's a real war. And this shit been going on for centuries. It's a spiritual war for real. It's century, and it's real shit. They coming, and you know what? They're coming at your kids, baby.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming at the kids. You got to protect the kids. So all of this right here, the information that's out here, the kids of today did not have to deal with what we dealt with. Like, there's a series now on Netflix, you know, about crack. It was called Crack, the Crack Era.
Yeah.
I laugh at that shit because we lived it, but it wasn't a laughing matter back then. But it taught us survival. Do we have PTSD? Absolutely. But can we survive multiple layers of bullshit and laugh about it? Yeah, we can. Because we lived that era. Because we was targeted. You know what I mean? Like, they dropped it in certain areas. Again, sometimes if you just, you smoked it and your chemical imbalance, you're done. You're gone. Fucked you up. You didn't know it was going to do that. Some, you know, some shit don't, certain drugs, you just, yo, you can't play with it. I know people that they won't take a drink because there's alcoholism in their family. They're like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. You know what I mean? Because there's a possibility that it can happen. Know what you can do. Know your limits. How about that? You know, that's all I can say. That's the best advice I could give right now for 2021. But as you know, like I say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But I would recommend the Crack Era for the people out there who, you know, the on Netflix, Crack. Check it out. Mm-hmm. If you really want to see, and that's just one angle of it. There's many facets of it. But it's a pretty telling story of what was actually going on back then. Yo, we survived that,
And then you, it's a documentary, but that documentary is pretty much anybody you see turning 50 years old right now, they're from that era.
They're
50 years right now. Everybody in that's like 40.
You could say 43. 40 and over.
40 and over you come from that era.
Anybody that was born after 1980, you grew up in it, because by the time you was born in 80, by the time 92, 93 came around, you was 13. You know what I mean? Like, so that was when it, okay, let's put it like this. We went through two stages of it. We were in high school when it was, you know, it was out there, but we didn't really know what the fuck it was. But it really started in the 70s. So we was in elementary school. We went through three stages. We went through the first phase where you just didn't understand what was going on. The second stage, we was a little older. We just saw a lot of crime and violence. And then by the time we got into the 90s, we were a little older, and we was like, damn, this shit is real. Like, people is disappearing out here. You know, people that you used to know, you don't know them anymore. Their brain is deteriorated. They on drugs. They cracked out. They gone. They just now rehabilitating themselves 15, 20 years later. Now they can tell the story. Yeah, I was out there, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of documentaries like that. And these people is our age, so they can live to tell about it. But that shit is real, man. It's heartbreaking, but, you know, we survived it. We ain't have to, though. There's a lot of layers to that shit.
A lot of layers, and a lot of motherfuckers didn't survive that shit. A lot of motherfuckers is just coming home from jail or never coming home from jail. Because of that time, you know.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we didn't even dive into that. Man.
So it's like a whole lot of shit that go with that shit, and like I said, you know, it was tough time, but for some reason we found that shit like the most joyous and had a great.
It was real.
But
you know what?
It was exciting and everything at the same time as it was dangerous.
There was danger all day. You know what I mean? Like, so just think about the crazy shit that you had to endure anyway. This is in life in general. Like, yo, we go to a game to play ball, high school, you know, or AAU back then, which was a little different. But, you know, you go to a game and after the game, you might have to, you know, make a run. Run to the train station.
Got the jet to the train station.
Yeah, motherfuckers are chasing you.
Chasing
you. Know, what they're gonna do when they catch you, you don't know. But you might have
you don't
to
find out.
You don't want to find out.
You don't want to find out either what's going on.
You know what I mean? Like, so exactly. So, you know, but when you escape it, it's like, yo, man, this is crazy. You know, like this, or even hanging out. We used to go to the Bronx. Go to Skate Key. That's a long ass run from Allenton to Pelham Parkway to make sure that you get that motherfucking fire train. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't no joke. But dude, you know, so PTSD, she got the diagnosis right. It's real. We survived it. But it is what it is. You can't be afraid of it. Like, they're gonna go through their own trauma and stress right now. But you gotta be spiritually good, you gotta be mentally well. And your money can't save you from that. It just can't. And then you look at all the examples of people who do have a lot of money, but are they right? Are they mentally right?
Yeah.
And they'll look at you like, yo, I want your life. You know what I mean? It's like,
you looking like shit. I just need a little touch of your life.
Yeah, I just need, like, give me some of your coins, fam. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because that's the separation right there. That's what makes, like, okay, we're good, and I don't got $5 million at my disposal, shit like that. But I'm still good. You know what I mean? So if I got that, I'm on a whole nother tier. Like, I'm gone. Like, you ain't gonna hear from me. You gonna hear from me on the podcast. That's about it. Yeah. She grooms a Bobby May on the check-in from where, you don't know. Like, that's it. We just checking in. You know what I mean? Like, that, there's a difference, you know? So, I mean, I wish people well. It's just that we need to put that out there for people to understand that, yo, the money don't got nothing to do with your, you know, your mental capacity, what you can deal with at a certain period of time. That capital shit, it fucked a lot of people up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what are they doing?
Like,
because when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck are they doing, man?
Exactly. I was like, what the fuck? When you found out
it was people when you found out it was like law enforcement there, and, you know, like people that, I'm like, yo, y'all work in law enforcement. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah, they was flashing badges to get in the building.
What? Congressmen. So you voted for these motherfucking congressmen, okay, and senators, and they up in there, they with the insurrection. We don't like Trump, and everything is just gonna fall on Trump. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm not, whatever. Like, I get it, but he's not the problem in your life. He's part of a problem, okay, depending on, you know, how you move in this world. But what he do didn't affect me. But that's just me. I didn't spend 4 years talking about what Trump did to me. Come on, man. Come on, that's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Shallow. Are you real shallow? If it's all about what he did. Politics is a dirty game. So the people that you put up there, they matter. So your Congress and your Senate, they still fucking you over. Mm-hmm. They're going to send you $1,400 after 9 months. I said it's $5 a day. Basically, you waited 9 months so you can get $5 a day. That's basically what you're going to do. The $600 you got, most people, that shit is gone. So now you're going to wait on the $1,400. You get it. That shit is already gone before you got it. Now what? Another lockdown? Unemployment still high. People that's on unemployment right now, they good. But now, good for 6 to 9 months. When that shit ends, where they going to be? Unemployed, no money. What are they going to do? What about the people that's working? What are y'all going to do? You know what I mean? Like, what about the businesses? They haven't opened up yet. They can only do takeout. What are they going to do? I walk by restaurants right now. I'm in New York City. There's restaurants right now. They're only doing takeout. Some of them is only doing takeout.
That's what I was saying, dude. So you know, a lot of bartenders, a lot of waitresses,
cooks,
they down. You know,
shit is real.
Businesses is suffering. shit is closing up.